hay around in pockets. There's some hay in northeastern Oklahoma. There's some hay in Arkansas, some hay in Missouri. And this executive order will just allow us to haul, allow truckers to haul more hay and get it there quicker. And also it will make it cheaper too to get the hay. And there's a lot of areas of the state that is out of hay. Our hay directory went from 15 pages to 2.5 pages. So the hay is disappearing and getting used up, and so this just allows it to transport across the state a lot more easily and a lot more quicker.
And describe how important this will be for cattlemen.
You know, the cattlemen are facing a really, really tough dilemma of whether they keep cows or whether they sell cows. And hopefully this will allow them to get hay to the cows where they don't have to liquidate the herd. You know, there's already had a lot of liquidation across the state, but this will hopefully allow some people to keep their foundation herd.
In the order specifically, what it states, essentially, I guess, they'll be able to haul twice the amount of hay now?
Well, it might not be twice the amount of hay. It just depends on how it's hauled, but it's certainly a larger amount. A lot of the bales now today are 6 feet long. And so the 12-foot wide, without having to get a permit, you're able to haul 12-foot wide by 13-foot 6. So it's going to allow them to haul a significant amount of more hay.
Is this in effect until the governor rescinds it, or is there an expiration date on it? How does that work?
It's in effect for 60 days. You know, if it could be stopped if it rains and we have a lot of hay, but that's probably, we're going to have a hay deficit for a while. So, you know, there's a 60-day period, and hopefully rain will take care of it in after that.